Hey!
What's up, guys?
Oh my gosh.
It's the end of the first season.
It's it. That's it. We did it.
I feel like we've said that a few times. But,
no.
No, it's okay. This is it. We are wrapping up the season. We're going to talk about the whole season.
The whole season, the whole show so far.
We're going to be a little crazy.
Are we crazy right now?
We're so crazy. Because we're not even sitting in our recording
studio. We're not in the studio.
We're just hanging out.
We're just hanging out on couches.
With some hard lemonades.
Hard black cherry lemonades.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. So, they're pretty good. We're not endorsing that. This is not sponsored. But, you know,
please drink responsibly.
Drink
if
responsibly.
You're over 21.
Don't buy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we told you to.
Yeah, don't buy anything.
Don't buy anything. But anyway, let's talk about Hannah Montana. I missed talking about
Hannah
Montana
with
you.
Okay, so we were just listening to the soundtrack.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the music.
I would love to talk about the music of Hannah Montana. Now that I've sit with it for a little while, because I've been listening to some of it over the course of the recording.
Right.
Of watching the show. And there were songs I didn't like that now I like.
Yeah.
And there were songs I liked a lot, but then had like one line that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Show the names
from if we were a
movie. But now I don't care.
So what is your, like, outside of Best of Both Worlds, what is your favorite Hannah song? Or, like, the first that come to mind? Like, it could be two or three.
If we were a movie?
That's your number one, even though you don't like the line?
Yeah.
Show the names. Okay.
And then The Other Side of Me, increasingly
really
into...
Really grew on you, because you didn't like it at first.
I really did not like it at
first.
Yeah, it was, like, too
awesome.
Much of a... So, when you get the hook of Best of Both Worlds, something that's a little more down-tempo or, like, mid-tempo, like, Other Side of Me is still pretty prose. It pumps up, but
pumps,
I think it doesn't
pumps
start.
Up the party.
See, that one, like, it bumps, but, like, everybody has their party song.
True.
It's an okay song. I liked it today more than I ever have.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like I cut you off.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
We're just vibing on
some
tune skis.
We're literally just vibing on some tune skis and some broom skis.
Yeah, I think The Other Side of Me definitely was one that I did not like at first, but by the end of it, I really... When we listened to it today, it made me very happy in a way that, like, felt more complete than my initial reaction.
Yeah. Is there anything that sticks out as being your least favorite?
I mean, I don't remember, I Got Nerve.
You don't remember it?
Yeah, it's like non-register. Just Like You doesn't register. Who Said I Like, I guess? Like, Who Said's Cool?
Yeah.
It's like, I can see how, you know how, okay, there's a theory that you can't read Catcher in the Rye after a certain age. Because, like,
yes.
As a protagonist, you can't identify with that kind of
stuff.
And I feel like I'm past my Who Said age. Like,
I'm so sorry, because that song will, like, forever resonate with me as, like, a powerful, Who Said I Can't Do Anything? Who Said I Can't Be 10 Foot Tall?
Yeah.
I can't be 10 Foot Tall Superman President of the United States. All of those things.
Yeah, I think...
I can be.
As
Who Said I Can't?
I think hearing it at this age just... it's not resonating with my inner child in the same way.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, that's, like, kind of catchy, which is cool. But Who's that? Okay. Doesn't it have a key change?
Yeah.
I do love a key change.
You love a good key change. Yeah, for sure.
I do. This Is the Life.
Hold on, I really like that. All I Need.
See, for me, that's, like, maybe, like, what Who Said is doing for you. Like, this is for me, like, we're in it right now.
I love This Is the Life, and maybe, and it's special because it's the very first Hannah song you ever hear. Even before Best of Both Worlds. When the pilot opens, it opens with a performance video of This Is the Life. So it's
because they're talking about teen pop sensation.
Teen pop sensation, 14 years old. Although, like, her age is kind of an inconsistency because I'm pretty sure she turns 14 on her birthday episode when she gets the sweater, the barking one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I think that was the Roxy introduction. That was her very first Roxy episode too.
Wow. Yeah, I think you're right. And Roxy's all around us.
Roxy's all around us at all times. She's omnipotent. omnipresent.
And omniscient?
Omniscient. Yes.
Let's see. You know what? Let me check my notes for
She's
that.
She's going to check her notes real quick here.
I'm just going to check my notes. What episode is that? Okay, here we go. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent.
Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent.
Yeah.
That's who she is.
She knows all. She's everywhere.
We've already gotten
all powerful.
Off of our music subject. Do we feel like we've said everything we need to say about the music?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I've voiced my opinions.
Did
how
we
you
talk
feel
about all of the songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Best of Both Worlds. Bop. Who said meh, but bop for you? Just Like You, boo. How do you feel about it?
It's interesting
nice.
that was tested as the theme song. But yeah, it's really not
that was
great.
Tested as the theme
It was tested.
Song?
They thought that that or I think Other Side of Me,
yeah.
would have been were tested as the theme songs.
Criminal.
I
Other
don't,
Side of Me could have been cool.
It really makes me wonder that like
Just Like You.
Yeah,
up.
I feel like it's safe to theorize that they had tested those two and they're like they're fine songs, but they're just not going to work for this theme song.
Yeah,
and it blows my mind that they like. Had to come up with Best of Both Worlds on the fly because it's kind of one of the it's like the best from the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's so
good.
I
would say it's so good. It's like easily one of the best television theme songs of all time.
Yeah,
easily.
I mean,
in the top 100.
Oh, done.
Somewhere in there.
Done.
You know?
Deal. It's also like it's a good song outside of being a theme song.
Exactly, which is what makes it
it's
great.
It's just a perfect little bop.
It's a perfect little bop, and it's...
And it encapsulates the spirit of the show so well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
right.
I've mentioned this before, but it is one of two television theme songs to top the Billboard Hot 100 charts
uh-huh.
in that decade.
And the other one is?
Leave It All to Me by Miranda Cosgrove, the theme
mm-hmm.
song to Ickerly.
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 Yeah, we listened to that. That's a bop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was into that as well.
Yeah.
I was surprised at how into that I was.
It's a fun little bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, then, you know, if we were a movie, you know, you'd be the right guy.
I'd be the best friend.
I'd be the best friend.
And you'd fall in love with
in the air. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Show the
yeah,
names,
yeah.
I guess.
Fuck. Yeah, show the names. Fuck it. Yeah. You like to show the names because that's if we were a movie.
Yeah.
No, we're. Being inappropriate.
Show
about
the names, and then I Got Nerve. Whatever. The thing that
I
most
like
remember
I
about
Nerve.
I Got Nerve is like that boxing, like
yeah.
the one where Jackson was her personal assistant
and just like hopped up
random.
On stage because he injured the dancer.
Yeah, and it was
wow.
just like boxing dance theme, like
but.
You know, it was a goofy little. That was a goofy plot.
Yeah,
I mean, aren't they all? But
aren't
like,
they all?
Just like, come on.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. And then it's The Other Side of Me, slap, slap.
Wait, but no, about, back into I Got Nerve.
Get in there.
I think that there's a reason that you're going to like it coming up in an episode in season two. Because
really?
That's what sticks out to me about it. I can't say anything. I'll just say I got spiders!
Okay.
For anyone that knows what I might
for
be
anyone
referencing.
That knows.
Yeah, but that's
I
something
people
that makes
spiders.
I Got Nerve pretty iconic for me. Something that we haven't seen yet. But anyway...
The next one is Other Side of Me, which is like,
right.
boop, boop.
Boop, boop. We like it. We love it.
This Is the Life.
Hold On Tight.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And then it's like, not Hannah Montana. It's the Click 5. It's Jesse McCartney. It's Everlife.
Uh-huh.
B5.
Yeah.
And then Miley and Billy Ray, I Learned From You.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of these songs.
Nice.
Yeah, even the Miley... Billy Ray one. Yeah, because I'm just like, well, if I'm listening to a Hannah Montana album, I just want to listen to
Hannah
Montana.
I get that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll get. We should have listened to them. But we don't
you know,
have to. They're not Hannah Montana.
That's
man.
What, this is a purist Hannah Montana.
This is a purist Hannah Montana podcast. We're
it's
only listening
Hannah, to
songs for
Hannah
Montana.
To Hannah. Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry, that was weird.
No, it wasn't weird. It's
okay,
true.
Dope.
It's yeah,
true.
It's
yeah,
true.
Thank
it's
you.
Dope.
So yeah, moving right along.
Moving right along to the thing. Oh my gosh, I'm getting a call. Okay, so, I guess moving right along, I kind of want to give you, alright, how about a little quiz?
Give me a
pop
quiz!
Pop quiz! Give you a little
oh,
pop
no,
quiz about the
study.
Very first episode. And then maybe...
Is this an open note quiz? Because I have notes.
No.
Okay.
It's all not.
Alright, here we go.
But maybe for the... I'm going to give you like a two-part quiz. I'm going to give you a pilot quiz that I stole from the internet.
Cool.
And then might just throw you some random ones that I step higher off my head, okay?
Into it.
What song... All right, we just talked about this, so this might be really easy.
No, well, I mean, it might not be because I didn't remember the
What song is Hannah performing at the very beginning of the episode?
This Is the Life.
Hold on tight, yes. Ding. I'll put a little, you know, sound effect if you get it right or wrong. We'll get a ding or a...
Yeah. All right, I'm scared.
Cool. Who is the very first guest star to appear on the show?
Allison Brie.
No, you get one more guess. Think of the first episode.
First episode.
I'll give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Wildcat.
Oh! Corbin Blue!
Yes, good job.
Okay, oh my god. Thank you for giving me three strikes.
Two strikes and a hint. I'd love to see you win.
I made it to first base.
I want to see you win.
Thank you.
Okay, and what condiment did Miley claim was a great moisturizer?
I forgot that this was all about the first episode.
Yeah, for now.
Ketchup.
Blurf.
Can you add a sound effect where it's like bleh?
You just did. It was
okay,
great.
Cool.
That was the correct answer. You're doing great so far. What makes Lily realize that Hannah is actually Miley?
It's the bracelet.
Yes! Good job!
I almost said the cell phone.
The cell phone.
Nope.
Oh, that was
had her fooled.
Yeah. What item of Hannah's does Oliver get to take home? Yes! Good job. Feel confident. You're doing great. And which item does Lily get to take home?
The scarf.
Yes! Okay, does Oliver also find out that Miley is Hannah in this episode?
No.
Yes! Which one of these snacks is not in Hannah's dressing room? A veggie tray? A pie? A hot dog tray? A turkey leg?
Turkey leg.
Yes.
Because we talked about how there were way too many hot dogs for one little girl.
Yeah.
We talked about...
hot dog tray, so many hot dogs.
I mean, she was talking, they were eating like veggie burgers at school or something, so that makes sense there would be a veggie tray. And I remember seeing it because I remember thinking, ooh, ranch.
Yeah. You love to point out the ranch.
And
right?
Then,
and then the
of course,
pie.
There's
the
pie.
Foaming facial wash pie. It's not a real pie.
it's a
foaming
a
facial
pie.
Wash pie. That's a great... Great pilot. Great pilot. We have a cat with us, if anyone just heard meow. His name's Lloyd. He likes the show, too.
Yeah.
So, what does Miley show Lily in this episode?
I don't know. Disrespect?
Her
closet.
Like, yeah. Good job. I don't know.
She, like, made me, like, I'm gonna think you're dumb. Don't you know Hannah Montana? She's been lying to her best friend about being Hannah Montana for how long?
Okay. Finally, which main character doesn't appear in the pilot episode?
Which main character does not appear?
Either Jackson Stewart, Rico Suave, Amber Addison, or Robbie Ray Stewart. 10, 9. 8.
Is it Jackson?
7.
Rico?
It's Rico.
Okay, cool. Because, like, Rico is, like, not even around until, like, way later.
I think he gets introduced in the second or third one because it's the Allison Brie episode that he's in. Yeah.
Damn.
He's about to get bumped up to main cast.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh,
here we go.
Okay.
So we'll see more and more of him. And now, I'm just going to ask, okay, so who is, what is the mascot for the school that they go to? Miley, Lily, and Oliver.
Oh my god, it is something ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a sea creature?
No.
Is
close.
It an amphibian?
No. It's a human style
a human.
Thing.
Yeah. Are they pirates?
Yes!
Okay,
good
cool.
job. You keep getting there and getting there and getting there. Yeah. I don't know if I have any more quiz questions. You did a really good job.
Thank you so much. I paid attention. I took notes.
Yeah.
I passed the quiz almost.
Yeah. You can quiz me if you want.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you don't have to, quiz
notes?
Me. Where are your notes?
It's like, wouldn't it be crazy if I lost them?
I found them. Okay, yeah. Flip to a random episode and ask me a random thing. Let's see.
All right. Let's see.
I have a question for you.
Okay, later on.
All right. What is the cracker's real name?
Oh, like Henrietta.
I mean, you got it. That's already so good. It's Henrietta Laverne.
Henrietta Laverne.
Yes. Okay.
Aww. That's a lovely name. I mean, of all of the bullies on the show, the Cracker was, like, the most manageable one. Like, Amber and Ashley, like, what a trip.
Oh, should we talk about Amber and Ashley for a second?
That's
here?
What I was thinking, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, they, yeah.
They're jerks from the start.
Quite little jag little pills.
And then, like, is it, and Amber has, like, kind of, so, like, Amber has this, like, slight redemption arc a little bit, like, where she, when she's friends with Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
When they're doing that singing show.
Yeah.
And I was, like, kind of, like, wondering if you think, like, Ashley has any part of that, because you see, like, how much she gives to Amber when Amber's, like, treating her the way she does. You know what I mean? Like, are they, like...
Well, yeah, honestly, after that episode, I felt more bad for Ashley.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like, without
but
a
also,
doubt.
Like, Ashley is meaner. Like, we never see Ashley's softer side, necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think we ever...
Yeah, really?
Ashley's
did we see more
one.
Of Amber's soft side? Or is that it? Yeah.
I think so. I think that's... I mean, they're around for a minute, unfortunately. Yeah. But fun, fortunately. Because they're fun, mean girls.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
You know? They're... They have good chemistry.
Yeah.
They're still friends to this day. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's cute.
Yeah. Because they spent, like, all their time together whenever they
that's true.
Set.
Like, if you're, like, sitting next to each other on set for
mm-hmm.
a long time, you probably, like, bond with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Love Amber and Ashley. Can't help it.
Yeah, they do provide, like, a good foil for... But also, like, Lily and Miley can be pretty mean, too.
Yes.
And it's, like, they're the good... And I used to feel that way about, like, Lizzie and Miranda on Lizzie McGuire sometimes.
They
where
can
I'd
be mean.
Like, not, like, in, a, like, a terrible way, but, like, in the way that's, like, this is a mean person, so, like, being mean back to them doesn't matter as much, or is, like, it's okay because they're mean or whatever, like...
Yeah,
but it's
that
still,
fight
like,
fire with fire.
Yeah, it's still, like, you have a bad attitude, guys, like...
Gratitude.
But, I mean, like, it's middle school, man, so, like, that's, like, an adult's perspective. It's like, why can't we all just mellow out?
Why can't we all just mellow out? I know, well, they're about to get to high school, and you're
oh
just gonna elevate...
God.
I will say that I feel like Amber and Ashley's best moment is in that, like, weird Amber redemption arc episode
mm-hmm.
where she's, like, Ashley's trying to, like, make Amber feel better about being in front of many people.
Yeah.
And they're like, the Soviet reunion!
Uh-huh.
And all of that stuff is really funny. And she's like, you know I'm not good at geology.
Oh,
that's my favorite Amber and Ashley moment. So far.
Oh, there was something. That episode was had Amber's spit take that, like...
Oh, my God,
she
yeah,
has, like, a double or
cola.
Even, like, maybe triple
yeah.
spit take that's, like... I don't... That was the hardest I laughed through the entire show, honestly.
Really, truly.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm a sucker for a spit take, but I didn't see it coming, and to see somebody who's been, like, built up the way Amber has...
Yeah.
Where she's, like... I don't know. Spitting like that is unbecoming, to
mm-hmm.
say the least. So it's, like... So funny and unexpected.
Yeah.
It just really tickled me. It got me.
So, outside of the main cast, who would you say is, like, your favorite character?
Outside of the main cast?
Of our recurring friends.
I mean, Roxy's, like, got it
yeah.
going on.
It's true.
Can't stand Danzig.
Love
like,
Danzig.
Like, hostile neighbor energy. Like, not here for it. I said, like, Rico is, like, I'm excited to have Rico be more in the shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's fun to have around. I like him with Jack. I think more Rico means more Jackson, and I like that.
Yeah, they definitely hang around to, like, foil each other.
Yeah. But, like, I don't really, like, the school chums and the teachers, like...
You don't like Sarah.
Ugh, no, I don't like Sarah.
She's your least favorite?
Like no, not my
Liza.
Least. Ugh.
Liza's your least favorite.
Yeah, man, fuck that bitch. She's so, like, that's a kind of person that I have never been able to stand.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch that, when I watch her behaving like that, it, like, makes me so angry deep down in my soul.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, like.
She
sheds like,
shivers down my spine. Ooh.
Popping off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are your least favorite characters, Tom? Do you have any least favorites?
Liza.
You don't like Liza?
No, I kind of didn't like her. I don't know. She was just funny. She had this chaotic energy that I
right.
was about.
Is there anyone Tom doesn't like?
Yeah. Okay, it's like The people that I like, I don't like. I can't really, like, say it yet.
They're not introduced yet, or they're characters that currently exist that you, that have, like, turns?
They may be, maybe they have turns. I don't know.
Characters that exist?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, somebody that is in the cast right now goes bad?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you do. What?
Maybe.
What?
We'll see. We have whole 3 seasons, 2 movies to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not one of the goats.
No. Never one of the goats.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. So, like, what else did you like or dislike about this season in general?
In general?
Guest stars. Let's talk about guest stars. Like, who we got. All right.
I mean, love an Allison Brie cameo.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was
so
fun.
Just, like, God, Allison Brie, pop off. Do it every show.
Pop off to every show. She's so fun and kooky.
So dynamic. Just, like, she can do it all. Comedy,
yeah.
Drama, you know.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Comedy, drama.
Dolly, obviously. Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Great. Aw, when Vicki Lawrence just wanted Jackson to be special, even though she was, like, pretending to be good at volleyball for some reason.
So sweet, because she was on the Olympic volleyball team or some shit. She, I don't know if
who's,
it was Olympic.
Who, so she's grandma?
Yeah.
Who's Dolly Parton?
She's Aunt Dolly.
Aunt Dolly. And Vicki Lawrence is Robbie Ray's mom.
No, not in real life. Yeah. Oh, in the show, though.
In the show.
Yeah. Mama! Yeah, yeah.
Vicki Lawrence did not give birth to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Nah, she
didn't. Much to my chagrin.
Much to your chagrin. That was not a thing that she did.
The honky-tonk heartthrob.
The honky-tonk heartthrob. Remember the crossover event?
Yeah, the crossover event of the season.
Yeah, the crossover event of the season that wasn't really that much of a crossover event because it was kind of just its own self-contained episode of Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah, but Maddie got to be like, oh!
Maddie got to be there. That was fun.
Maddie.
That was the crossover of it all. And Hannah Montana was at the Tipton interacting with Raven in London.
That
and
was
all.
Funny.
That was funny. We got a full, like,
Zach
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Zach
were
and
all together.
They were
screen.
All together. And that's not our final crossover.
Can
that
I
made
tell
me
you
so sorry.
How many kids probably thought that was bonkers?
Yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember whenever there was something, like, special, like that on TV, especially if it was live, I was
yeah.
like, like, that was some, like, magic.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah, and then we got to recapture the magic for crossover event by having our friends Ned and Mackenzie talk about
Ned
that
McKenzie.
With us.
That was
from
fun.
Wisteria Gays.
Wisteria
we love them,
Gays.
We love them. Yeah, that was a fun, good time.
Yes.
Yeah, check out Wisteria Gays.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah.
Follow them on all their accounts.
And
listen to their podcast
and watch along The Desperate Housewives with them. Okay, anyway. It was a fun crossover. It bet.
Yeah.
Enjoyed
especially because... That was the first episode of Suite Life I ever watched.
Yeah. And you've seen That's So Raven, but not really.
I feel like it was, like, just starting when I was, like,
exiting.
Just aging
yeah.
out of Disney. So
yeah.
I remember, like, a little bit about it. And then I had, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
She makes the face. I love when Zach and Cody called her out on making the face.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. That was really good. That was a really weird laugh.
I like that laugh.
I like that. So yeah, I don't know. Do you have any episodes that, like, stick out to you?
Episodes that stick out to me? I don't know if, like, whole episodes, maybe because...
Or just bits, yeah.
Yeah, I liked Rico's tango thing. Like, I liked
yeah.
when Miley was, like, trying to butter him up by being his dance partner. That's the one where Miley gets Jackson fired and it's her personal assistant.
Yes. That was a pretty solid episode.
I've already talked about it twice on this episode.
Maybe
this.
The favorite episode of the season.
No. Here, let me peruse my notes.
She's gonna just peruse her notes. We'll be right back.
Ooh, Itchy Woman, that was a good one.
Well,
I liked
yes,
the camping.
Of
ooh, like, incredible freaking, like, revenge prank with the porta potties. Like, extreme. Also, mix it all together.
Mix it all together. And also, our very, very first guest.
Yeah, Cooper.
Mr. Cooper Thornton.
That was awesome.
That was really awesome.
I can't believe
cool.
that was just, like, very cool to if he did that.
I agree.
I think it's cool that we've gotten two interviews in our first season.
Yes.
Cooper Gordon and Jalen Palmer.
Yes. So much fun. If you haven't listened to our Jalen Palmer interview, it's either because
it's not done yet, or
you just haven't listened to it.
Or you're just not prioritizing things
the
way you ought.
That's okay. It'll be here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And of course we had like four whole guests this season. Five!
Yeah,
because
we had some little voice memos.
A little voice
memo
from Amir Talai. That was really cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was really funny.
And you surprised me with that.
I did.
In recording.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, haha, surprise.
Hadn't let on to that at all.
No, I didn't.
That was funny. I liked that.
That was really fun.
The one with the zit is really good.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good, am I mistaken, or was that a pretty good Lily one?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the glasses and everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lily.
Gosh, bless her. Gosh, bless her heart.
New kid in school. How have we made it this far without talking about Jake
Ryan? Oh, I know.
Ryan.
I was going to say, when is he coming up? We got to bring him up.
Season one, obviously. Episode 14.
14.
Yeah.
14 episodes in, and it's like boy time.
TV star in Homeroom, Jake
so,
Ryan.
Yeah, what did you think of that whole arc? Let's talk about Jake a little bit. I mean, ooh, yes, girl. Yes,
welcome.
Queen, papa.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
He was, well, what do I have to say about Jake Ryan? He was Tween Magazine Hottie of the Year.
So true.
And Miley did not like his ego.
No, she did not. The whole rest of the school did.
I was, like, into it. He was, like... I mean, you could tell he was, like, on, but, like, can I tell you who he kind of reminded me of, like, in, like, a grown-up way?
Who?
Was kind of like Joel McHale, where he's, like, on, but, like, on in such, like, a goofy, like, I'm on now kind of way
yeah,
that it's,
that.
Like,
yeah.
It's still endearing because, you know, he's just, like, this is
yeah.
who I am.
No, the Jake Ryan character is endearing.
Especially in the introduction.
Sure. Yeah, he is.
Like,
he
becomes a more round character, but when he first comes, he's like, bleh,
yeah.
Bleh.
Yeah, oh
it's
my
like,
God.
He's just like,
That whole episode was so funny, too, because we got those weird layers of Billy being like, hi, I'm Billy Ray Cyrus. And he was like, whoa, what's going on? Because remember, Miley was like, I'm Hannah Montana to that reporter.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I'm going to come to your house and find out. And she did, and she was like... Wait, I don't want her to actually know that I'm Hannah Montana, so we're just going to make her think that I'm delusional, and they think that I'm Hannah Montana. And that worked. And then Jackson was Elvis.
Yeah, you know what else was cool, though, about this episode?
What?
First Sweet Niblets
in our first Jake Ryan episode, really. And it was said by Robbie, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's Rob.
Right, and then following week, we heard Dolly say it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
not the following, but after that, because the next episode is the zombie high.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a fun one.
And then Dolly, I know that Dolly is introduced during the Jake arc, which I think
yeah.
is so interesting.
Yeah, no, that's
that,
cool.
That's the way that they, yeah.
Oh my God, because the Dolly episode was the one with the tapes, when the tapes got switched.
The tapes got switched, where she was like, Jake, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, no, when I saw that coming, like, my heart, like, went into my throat and my butt at the same time.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
That was scary.
That was really scary. Were you scared? Raise your hand if you were scared.
I
was scared, too.
We two
yeah.
raised hands, everybody.
Yeah.
Out of a room of 10 people. Just kidding, there were no other people here.
Just us, babes.
And yeah,
cats.
It was scary. Aunt Dolly. Yeah.
Aunt Dolly. Love her.
Sorry, I saw a new car, and then I was thinking, in my notes, and I was thinking about when Hannah got a car, but I think this is Jackson's new car.
Oh, when he got the chick car?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was a nice.
No, I think that's earlier. Isn't that the second episode?
Yeah, that is the second episode.
Yeah. Oh, say, can you remember the words?
Can you remember the words? Oh, that was a really good Oliver episode.
Yeah, he was a good friend that,
We haven't really talked about our friends. You know, our good close friends.
Oh, I like the and in that one, too, in the episode, say.
Oh, yeah,
that,
where
that's
Lily
where
breaks.
Emily, like, breaks. Yeah.
Yeah, Emily Osment breaks. We love her so much. Emily Osment in a show that was in an Emmy-nominated show. Right now, I'm just throwing that out there. Really happy for her. The
good
show that she's
her.
In, The Kaminsky Method.
Okay,
Netflix.
Nice.
She's got a few little Emmy nods.
Emmy
I still haven't watched it, but I will watch it for her eventually at some point. For sure.
That'll make her feel really.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. We love Emily Osment.
I do. I mean, we're still getting to know each other, but I could say that the seeds of love have been planted.
Yeah, I mean, I love her. Yeah, love her so much.
Lily's really fun as a character.
She really is.
I think overall, she has, like, kind of mixed motivations.
Yeah.
She's a good friend to
She's really
to
fighting the
Miley.
Angel and the devil on her shoulder
yeah, exactly.
at all times. Yeah,
I like that about her, though. As a best friend character, I think that, like, you need to have, like, somebody who is both a good and bad influence, depending on, you know, where the main character is at.
Yeah.
But I also like that sometimes Lily has, like, her own stuff going on. I like all of the allusions to Lily's, like, home life that are made over the course of the show.
Yeah.
Because we don't know anything about her family.
No, not really. She says.
Did we ever learn anything about her family?
Maybe.
Wow, does Lily have a brother?
She says that she has a brother, but I'm going to be honest, we never meet him.
Yeah, I think I do remember him being talked about.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's single.
What?
I just.
You say that again?
I said, I wonder if he's single.
Okay.
I just feel like she'd be a cool sister in law. Marry into Malibu money.
Mary into Malibu money, yeah, because they all got Malibu money.
Malibu.
So annoying. We can only love these characters so much.
Yeah, truly. You can edit this out if you want, but fuck, Mary, kill.
Oh my god.
Miley, Lily, Oliver.
No.
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 Don't do it.
Why?
I know.
I'm gonna do it. No, I'm gonna do it.
I just went with the top three, but
Robbie.
Okay. Not somebody I listed, but that's fine.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going with.
Yeah.
Okay. Adults.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay, because they're children. I get, can I tell you? I get that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Smart.
I'm glad I'm sleepy.
Robbie, Roxy.
Mr. Corelli.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy.
For you.
For me?
Yeah. What is it?
Fuck, marry, kill Robbie, Roxy, or Mr. Corelli. Kill Mr. Corelli. Don't care. Like.
Okay.
If you know. You know, one of those things that's like, if I press a button and, like, somebody died and I got free cable for life, like,
yeah.
I do, like, I hope it's Mr. Corelli. Like,
okay.
Kill him.
Kill him.
So I can have cable.
Death. Death to him.
And now it's like, honestly, like, I would fuck Robbie, because, like, that'd be fun for one time,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I would definitely marry Roxy because I feel like she would provide me with an excellent sense of, like, security and stability
absolutely.
In my own life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know she's ready for anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and she's definitely somebody I want on my team.
Yeah, no, for sure, without a doubt. Wait, no, you give me some.
Okay, all right, let's see. All right, okay, let's see. American?
Yeah.
Danzig? You know?
I love Danzig.
Liza?
Liza?
Okay. Danzig, I'm going to throw you back Mr. Corelli.
All right.
Because I know you have one, two opinion about him, maybe. And then
I like his bow tie.
I know you do. But that's still an opinion that I don't have. Just, you know, so many characters don't have names in my mind.
They do, though.
I know they
yeah.
do, but it's like...
Describe them for me. Maybe I can guess who they
are. Hold on.
Yeah, are there any other, like...
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And the director of the Zombie High Show.
Actually, he was really cute.
I know.
So, that really throws some things into the ring.
Yeah, that's good. I want it to be hard for you.
Yeah, it's hard for me now. It is hard for me now. I guess I'd kill Corelli, then, at that rate.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'd fuck the guy from the director of
the
17
director.
High.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd marry Danzig. I've said it before. I'll say it
again.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'd marry Danzig. Let's get married.
Okay. Do you remember, now I'm just trying to think about, like, cuties from the show. Do you remember the queen's, like, assistant butler?
Yeah, no, I'd marry
yeah.
him. I'd marry him for sure. Simon.
Aww,
oh,
he was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. And he's definitely gay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, for Maine.
For Maine. Yeah, that was one. That was the name I couldn't remember at the beginning.
Mm.
How do we feel after a whole season of Robbie Ray's sometimes mustache when he's in disguise?
Yeah,
I feel like they stopped
weird.
Using it, but still, like, he definitely had it in the boxing episode.
Do you remember in the very, very first episode when he has the
yes.
long wig and, like, the
yes.
curled mustache?
Yes.
I kind of wish they would have stuck with that.
Stuff? No, I'm glad that they edited those down a little bit.
It's funny. It's funny. The sunglasses and the Farrah Fawcett wig.
Ugh, that
oh,
wig.
My God. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Kind of, yeah, it does
like
give that vibe.
Way.
It does give that vibe, for sure. Man, this was quite a season of television. I really think that, in comparison to other seasons, it is...
You have nothing to compare it to.
You have nothing to compare it to, yeah. But I do think that the second season's very, very good.
You'd say it's better.
Like, that are consistent. Because it just takes them a second to figure everything out.
Yeah,
and figure where to place
everyone's
characters. Yeah,
lay the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited to get into that.
Yeah.
All right, all
right. Oh.
I'm excited for more songs.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about Miley as a character? She learned anything or grew at all this season? Do you think she's very much?
Yeah.
Because she has her moments, definitely.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, it's like kind of inconsistent. I feel like if they were better placed, if her like building up.
Yeah, I mean,
it
depends.
There's no consistency. It's just like.
I mean, there's different ways you can watch things. I bet there's an order that you can watch the episodes in where that shows more of Miley's maturity and developmental growth and stuff.
Yeah.
But is that the most comedically pleasing?
Right.
I definitely think that she, from the first 3 to 4 episodes, shows she learned some lessons, so she freaking better have grown.
Yeah.
But I feel
that's
she's still just
statement.
Figuring it out, you know? Because there's a lot to figure out. She's in 8th grade.
She figures out 8th grade, and then boom, gotta start figuring out high school.
Woof.
Woof. Ain't that the truth. What are your hopes and wants and fears for her?
What are my hopes and wants and fears for Hannah Montana?
Yeah, her or anyone.
Yeah.
The show, the characters, whatever.
In a way that I know it's coming because it's a storytelling trope, I'm not excited for Lily and Miley in fights. High school is a time where friends have difficulties. And
they have some fights, let me tell you.
I bet they do, and I'm I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I know. Well, they did fight over Jake kind of
a little bit,
already.
Yeah.
That was very stressful.
Yeah, but he's also super heartthrob and Yeah, I mean, I felt that was relatively low stakes for the two of them all around, and then it turned out that he just happened to Miley.
Mm-hmm.
But
and was literally using Lily to make her jealous. See, Jake is kind of not all around a great guy.
No, I think it just because Miley wasn't interested.
But I also feel we kind of had that conversation where I feel of all of the girls in school that he could have chose. He chooses her best friend. That is... You don't do that without trying to make
Lily
some
ask
kind of
him?
Point.
Wasn't Lily, into him, though?
Of course, yeah. Everyone in school is, besides Miley. Everyone in school is actively into him, besides Miley.
Well, if you like somebody, maybe you would assume that their friend is similar to them.
That's so true. Miley and Lily are
exactly
the
same.
They both live double lives.
Well,
I just love Lola.
Lola.
I'm so glad that she gets to have a little identity. My favorite Lola moment is probably with Jake Ryan, where she was I'm Lola. You don't recognize me from anywhere, at school or something, because I'm homeschooled in Canada, where the moose are.
Yes.
So good.
It had so many beats.
So many
it
beats.
And
Emily Osment just rode with it, and she really just brought it all the way home.
I like her. And when she meets Tracy, it's kind of a similar, she puts her foot a little bit in her mouth. She says a little more than she needs to.
How have we gone this long without mentioning Tracy?
I don't know.
I love Tracy. Remember how you didn't
like
her?
I didn't like her.
And now you've come around because
she's
fun.
She's funny.
She's funny.
She has a good sense of humor.
She
has a better sense of humor than I was ready for her to have.
Yeah. You know I have a nasal problem, congestion issue, and I own it.
Yeah, she owns it.
Bless her heart. Someone got Madonna a rhinestone scooper.
Madonna.
That was her cat.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember that reveal.
Stavros.
My god, and she was trying to date Jackson.
Yeah, she thought Jackson was hot.
Oh my god.
Again, honestly, my biggest gripe with this whole show at this point is Jackson's identity to Hannah. Because it's so convoluted.
Yeah, because sometimes he has to wear stuff and sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, and then it's what are the people at school thinking about this? What are they thinking, Jackson? Tell us. We want to know.
Rat bastards.
Everyone at Jackson School is just a rat bastard. Because they can't see.
They don't pay attention to him.
They don't pay attention to him, exactly. They're all rat bastards. Miss Cooper. I'm so sad that Cooper didn't get to, stay as, a Jackson friend.
Well, because, Jackson didn't need a friend, he needed a foil.
Mm.
for sure. Like, having
you say that now, but yet I have to say, Jackson still has friends, and I'm, and that for the rest of the series, I'm like, why are they not Cooper?
Okay, well, I mean, I didn't know he had more friends. I thought it was just like going to be like more him and Rico time.
It honestly, it's a lot more going on in future seasons.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, there's a good balance of.
Does he get a girlfriend?
Maybe. I don't know. Ooh, he does get a boyfriend. Yeah, next season.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go Disney.
It's only for 3 episodes, and he's like, I thought I was gay, but I'm not.
Is that real?
No.
You tricked me. I believed you.
Could you imagine?
Anyway. The Disney Channel did that in 2007?
Yeah, that would have been really iconic.
That's how you know I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Because I believed that.
Is that real? Did they actually happen? Yeah, after that episode, that whole 3 episode arc where Jackson was kind of gay for a minute. Yeah, I mean, I'll write it. Now I'm going to write it.
Hannah Montana fan friction.
Ooh! There's friction among the Hannah Montana fandom.
Jackson friction. Bucky Kentucky.
You know about Bucky Kentucky.
I'm
going to meet him one day.
I am excited to meet him. I'm sorry that his career didn't take off the same way Hannah's did.
It's okay. Yeah. You're going to meet him very soon, actually.
Really? Is he in the pilot? Or not the pilot.
He's in the pilot, yeah.
Not
season 2 pie, but like pretty soon in. Yeah, so your number one favorite character in the main cast?
Lily.
It's Lily, easily, yeah.
Probably Lily or Don't Hate Me. No, I don't know.
Rank them.
Rank? Ugh, rank.
You don't have to.
Ranked choice. I don't hate Robbie.
Robbie's number one?
No.
No, Lily's number one.
Lily or Jackson?
I love Jackson.
Yeah,
I love
that
whole
cast.
I love all of them.
I like him more than but like, also like Miley's the star, you know?
Right, it's hard
so
enough.
So I like her too.
Yeah, Oliver?
Oliver right now is like, I like him, but he's also such a donut.
He's such a donut.
And I think like for me, I need a little bit more before he like cracks my top 5. Definitely I like Robbie more than Oliver at this point.
I think you've mentioned it before, but you want to see like a disguise for Oliver.
Yeah.
Where he gets to be, like, more in the Hammer universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he get one?
Maybe. What do you think it would be?
Probably, like, a funny hat. Or, like, maybe some sunglasses.
Oh.
Maybe a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But he has such nice hair.
Right. Do you know a fun fact is that, like, they, like, have him in this long hair thing for the rest of the series? Because he got his ears pierced.
They had to cover up?
At the end of the first season. And Disney was like, actually, no, you're just going to have to keep growing your hair out so nobody ever sees that. But maybe they do.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know I'm watching that show for Oliver's earlobes now. Oliver's earlobe watch, that's what I'm going to call it.
Oliver's earlobe watch.
Yeah.
Got to keep an eye out for Oliver's earlobes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're pierced now.
That rat bastard.
And I don't think Oliver the Rat Bastard.
Everybody's a mess.
And I don't think that Miley will have her braces next year, or her fake teeth next season.
Ooh, her real teeth only.
They'll have her real teeth only.
How much of it has been her fake teeth this time?
I'm pretty sure it's been like almost like
I definitely
all of
remember
it.
Seeing some real teeth.
Because remember when we were talking to Cooper and he was like, yeah, and then every time we would cut, she would take her teeth out.
Oh
and
my
it
god.
Was like, ah. I was like, oh my god, listen.
Weird.
Yeah.
I guess I've seen, like, promo pictures where her teeth do look kind of different.
Yeah. She's cute, whatever, you know.
Like Chandler.
Chanandler?
I remember when Chandler's teeth changed.
Oh, yeah, Chandler gets different teeth in that show. The one with the
group
of...
The one with the group of people who
yeah.
all like each other?
They're close.
They're close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chums.
Chums.
Pals.
Buds.
Buds.
I don't know. I mean, do we have anything else? I feel like we will say that we want to wrap up, and we'll be like, oh, damn, we didn't talk about that. You know, that's how it's always going to be.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, right now, I feel like we've talked about the music, and we've talked about the stars.
The stars.
And the actions.
Any season 2 predictions?
Season 2? I mean, it's hard to predict the future, man. I don't
know.
Have a crystal ball, but... Oh, that's what we were kind of talking about when I departed about, like, Lily and... Miley fighting in the future,
right.
For sure, like high school
something
girl
you'll
fights.
See, yeah.
I know that Lily and Oliver are definitely going to date at some point. It's something that all friends do. And
you think so?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, how much money would you bet on that?
How much money would I bet on that? I would put, okay, based on the way you are challenging me, I'm feeling less and less. But like, I would, before you said that in that tone of voice, I would have said $50. Now I'll say $20.
Okay.
We'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, Lily and Oliver are definitely going to date at one point.
Okay.
Maybe not next season. Maybe not the season after that. But by the end of the show, they're going to kiss and it's going to be weird. It's going to create friction in the group. That's just something I believe.
Yeah.
Because I've watched a lot of TV.
Yeah. That's a fair assessment. We'll see if it pans out.
Robbie will get a girlfriend eventually.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody like in the, who is not like an important part of the show necessarily, but like that we know exists for him.
Yeah,
I'd like to see Robbie happy.
I'd like to see him happy. Yeah, it's what he deserves.
More Roxy.
Better.
Really?
I'm just saying there better be. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hopefully, not a lot more Danzig, but I think there probably must be, right?
Yeah, there's got to be some more Danzig, some more Sarah, some more Amber and Ashley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Jake?
Or Jake. We definitely have not seen the last of Jake. It's about to get intense.
Really? Are they going to try long distance? Or he comes back from whatever he's doing?
Romania. No, where is he? He said he had to go to somewhere. Somewhere random, because Frankie Muniz dropped out or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. I think it is Romania.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. What are you doing? I mean, you've seen the show.
I've seen the show, yeah.
Ask what you liked most about revisiting it? Is there anything that you watching it this time you got from it that maybe you've never gotten from it before?
I think my favorite thing about just revisiting it is viewing it through your lens, truly.
Ooh, like seeing a new
eyes. And like hearing everything that you like and don't like.
Ooh.
I think if anything that I got from it this time around, I feel like I identify with the adults.
Right? That's what happens when you grow up.
You remember
up.
The woman that worked at the clothing store
and
had a car payment? She was like, hi.
Yeah.
We have a new deal going on. It's called buy something or get out.
Yeah, but I liked, every once in a while, they interacted with, like, a very dry, very adult.
Yeah.
Like, an adult who didn't deal with kids. Like, and I think that that's, like, a smart thing for Disney to do, not just like as a way of like, because that's how I think a lot of kids feel about adults is like this like harshness and like dryness that I think it was funny the way that like no tolerance for shenanigans, like buy something or leave,
buy something
out of here.
Yeah,
just like the exasperation of being an adult and dealing with a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
They captured it quite well. Yeah, there were a couple adults like that. Like, the butler was kind of like that, I think. Like, I don't have time for this.
Danzig, kind of, even though he just creates problems.
No, I think, like, the thing that I don't like about Danzig is that he, like, he brings it on himself. Like, he's, like, throwing fuel on all of those fires.
He
can't be like, oh, poor me, because he's the one gotta be starting something. Like, in the Halloween one.
Yeah, love that.
He was the one who was just like, meh, 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 and then he was like,
Oh, you know what my biggest takeaway from watching it is Miley having her secret powers.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Unexplained.
Yeah, like that she can like move really fast.
Or just manipulate time.
Yeah.
Seems to be something along that lines of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that those are the two things. I think that she has the power of super speed, and I think you're the one that likes the time.
Yeah, I think that she can manipulate time. Like a little time lord.
I mean, I would love it if Disney had been more explicit about her also having a superpower, but it's, like, already a lot to be a regular girl and a teen pop sensation.
And then also have powers on top of all of that.
And, like, how do you change, then, the best of both worlds to apply? Like, get the best of all three worlds.
You get the best of the end.
Chillin' now, take it slow.
You get the best of the other worlds. Yeah.
Chillin' out, take it slow. Then you rock out the show, and then you gotta go, really fast.
gotta go really fast. And do some witchcraft.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mix it all together like in a cauldron.
Ooh.
Because she's a witch.
Yeah, sold.
Yeah.
I'm a head exec at Disney, and you just sold me a new show.
The new Hannah Montana. She's a witch now. She's still the same pop star you know and love. But she's a witch, and she's from Maine.
Ooh, Maine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Instead of Tennessee? No, I think she should be, like, a Tennessee, like, mountain witch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, like, hangs out in the hills, casting spells,
young
singing
Stevie.
Songs. Huh?
It's, we're basically writing young Sheldon, but it's young Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
But played by teenage Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Because of time travel.
Because of time travel.
Who could play Hannah Montana now?
Who could play Hannah Montana now?
You're familiar with today's fresh faces.
Today's youth. The first name that comes to mind that I would like to see would be JoJo Siwa.
Oh,
even though
fun.
She's kind of aged out of, like,
yeah, she's a little
middle
old
school
now.
I don't know. I don't know, like, a middle school starlet. And I also think that... So it's like, are we, like, saying, like, Reese Witherspoon's daughter or something?
Maybe,
like, it'd have
like
to
somebody
be,
like going back, or like going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you? How would you recast Hannah Montana if you could?
I wouldn't, but it is interesting that you asked that because JoJo.
Siwa?
No, but
no,
JoJo.
JoJo. Oh yeah, yeah.
JoJo.
Leave Get Out.
Yeah, Leave Get Out. She was originally offered the role of Hannah Montana. That would have been interesting to see.
That would have been a very interesting.
That would have been a it
tone
would have been
shift
a,
for her.
Tone, it would have been a tonal shift for the character entirely because there's no way that she would have done the same Hannah.
Yeah.
That Miley did.
I
love
like a country
JoJo.
Music like tie-in with like
no,
Billy
there
Ray.
Wouldn't have been. There wouldn't have been any kind of country music tie-in.
Wow, what a different show.
Yeah, she was offered it, but I don't think that she didn't want to be with Disney. And I was, yeah,
who could blame her?
Who
yeah.
could blame her? I would also of that time, I guess. I don't know. I want to see Jen Samara. I don't know. I can't think of anyone that could be Emma.
Yeah, I mean, that's
her.
An invalid
yeah.
answer. Like, that's...
Can you think of anyone that could be Emma besides her? From anyone at all time at any point in their life. Or would have been a more interesting take.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, Miley is, like, is Hannah.
She is, yeah.
Like,
true.
And I think she knows that, too, in a little
she
way.
Does.
That's why
she's,
I think, like,
yeah.
as an adult, she's been, like, hinting at Hannah stuff recently. It's because I think she, like, is acknowledging that as part of her identity, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially because they, like... I think eventually it seems like they shaped a lot of that show around her.
They did. And it's also like, I don't know, I like had a conversation with someone recently where we were like talking about how The Climb is her Summer Over the Rainbow. Because Judy like refused to sing Summer Over the Rainbow for so long because of the memories that she has associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she realized just how important it was to her fans
mm-hmm.
and the people around her that she was like, she was happy to start singing it again.
Yeah.
And that's how exactly how Miley was with The Climb, because she didn't sing it for a really long time.
Aww.
And then she just, like, brought it back recently.
That's
in the past
awesome.
Year. Yeah.
That, like, I think shows cool growth for her as
yeah,
person.
I agree. It was really cool to see the way that she celebrated the anniversary this year. And I got really
yeah,
excited.
That was fun.
Thinking that
some
stuff
like,
was going to happen. I mean, that Hannah Montana Instagram account is still active and posting every once in a while.
Verified now. Isn't
verified.
It?
It's out there.
Who's the verifiable Hannah Montana?
I don't know. No one other than herself. But yeah, I mean, I guess we should wrap up our wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So I should let everyone know, you know, we still are going to do that High School Musical.
Yeah,
it's
going to
happen.
We're like,
and
it'll happen.
It's
it'll happen.
Happen
when it happens. It'll happen naturally.
Yeah.
We won't have, and the people will be ready for it no matter what.
Yeah. And when we come back for season two,
yeah.
it's just going to be boom, 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 boom,
smash,
boom,
smash,
boom,
smash,
smash. Season two. It's happening every week. Come in actually
yeah.
live. Not really.
Yeah. We're on the summer break and
yeah,
thank you for
break.
Being patient.
Yeah. Thank you for being patient. So yeah, if you listen to this, thank you.
And if you didn't listen to it, huh.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, I tried to get people to tell us their favorite moments, and one of the only ones I got is every moment with Jackson because he's my boyfriend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That's someone.
It's really cool that Jackson's girlfriend or
yeah.
boyfriend.
Yeah.
Jackson's partner, at any rate, follows
Jackson
us on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. So, great.
Thank you for listening. Do you ever listen with Jackson? We'd love to interview him.
We would
just
love to interview him.
I know that's Jason Earls. I know it's a different person, but
yeah.
I think it's fun.
He has a wife, and I don't think it was her, but yeah. Maybe.
Can't prove it until it's proven.
I gotta go prove it or not.
In conclusion, what do you think Lily's best friend moment of the season is?
No, that's a good
I know.
That's a good one. It has to go to her.
Oh,
right?
I mean, she inspired the role.
Yeah. So, like, what is the, just like the,
what's
I feel
the,
like it goes back to the pilot.
You think it does?
In a way.
Yeah, I think
because
that
it's like,
keeping
wow.
her secret and
just being able
play
to
along
adjust
with her, yeah.
to all of it so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess past the pilot, the She's a bit of a rascal sometimes. Sometimes she's not really doing much good stuff.
She's being a good friend in other ways, but yeah.
When she was eating the popcorn while Jake and Miley were about to kiss, and then she threw herself back.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? When Jake and Miley were about to kiss on the beach, and Lou was sitting there with her popcorn, and then they kissed, and she just collapsed back.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, you such a good
moment.
I'm
drunk and high.
Yeah,
I'm always sober when we watch.
Yeah, me too. We've always
so
been sober
like,
up until this point. Now we're just like, hey, by the way, just putting it out there. We live in the beautiful state of Illinois.
Where stuff's legal. We're not
breaking
the law.
Bringing the Illinois.
I don't believe in breaking that law.
No, we don't. Because
I don't have to.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you soon. We love you guys.
We'll see us. We'll see you. Tom, they're never going to see us.
They might
see us.
They're
going to hear our beautiful voices. Okay, yeah. If you see us, just say, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Like Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Say it like Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. What's up?
Yeah, if you don't approach us like you're Hannah Montana, we won't acknowledge you.
Me, Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you have to say it.
Yeah. Okay.
Me. You are Hannah Montana, Tom.
No, you are Hannah Montana, Corey.
We are all Hannah Montana, and Roxy is all around us.
Roxy's all around us.
Protecting us in every moment.
I'm so happy that we're doing this, and I love
you
so much.
Yeah, I'm excited for season two.
And I can't wait to watch the rest of Hannah Montana with you.
Here we go. That's me getting revved up. Yeah, I'm a motorcycle.
All right, everyone. Keep on rocking.
Keep on rocking.
Rocking in the U.S. No.
No.
Keep rocking.